USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates the House Democrats' climate and social spending bill would add $3 trillion to the federal deficit. The report requested by Republicans was released on Friday. Inflation continues to rise in the United States. The consumer price index rising 0.8% in November. Prices have climbed 6.8% in the last year. All that being said, President Biden, speaking at the Summit for Democracy on Friday, says he thinks inflation will be going down.
I think you'll see it change more rapidly than it will take than most people think. Every other aspect of the economy is racing ahead. It's doing incredibly well. We've never had this kind of growth in 60 years.
USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The late Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole, who died this past weekend at the age of 98, is being remembered at the Washington National Cathedral. Dole was a decorated World War II veteran and was instrumental in the creation of a war memorial on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Republican Senator from Iowa Chuck Grassley remembering his former colleague.
He was very much a person that came out of lower income families. He didn't forget where he came from, whether it was the plains of Kansas or his own family economic background. And he tried to help those people, farmers, low income people, people that were disabled. And then, of course, he was a war hero.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. A House report is calling drug prices unsustainable and unjustified. The report finding drug prices rising without regulation for decades and companies manipulating the system to delay competition from generics. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A new report is shining the light on more human rights abuses in China.
An independent investigative British-based tribunal said in a report that China has committed genocide against the Muslim minority Uyghur population and other ethnic minorities in the western part of the Asian nation. In the 63-page report, the tribunal said that Beijing had subjected the Uyghur people to unconscionable cruelty and crimes against humanity. It concluded that the actions amounted to genocide. U.S. and Western officials have said that as many as 2 million Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities in China's Xinjiang province have been placed in a network of detention centers. They've been subjected to forced torture, labor, and sexual abuse, and many are being detained without any justification. The report accuses top Chinese officials, including President Xi Jinping, for the humanitarian crisis. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot is being accused of failing to take responsibility for a retail crime wave sweeping across Chicago. Recently, the Democratic mayor urged Magnificent Mile merchants victimized by smash-and-grab robberies to implement their own security measures. Illinois Retail Merchants Association President Rob Carr rejecting her ideas, calling them extraordinarily disheartening. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.